Hey guys, what's up? It's Simone.
Hey guys, it's Jay.
And welcome to the Dating Game Podcast. So we're really sorry, guys. We had to miss a week last week due to unforeseen circumstances.
Can you just tell the people the truth?
Too busy.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, just being too busy. I'm still away. Jay was living her best life on annual leave. and then I got sick. So there's just been a lot happening this week. So we had to miss a week, but we promise we will be consistent from now onwards, as we have been for 30 weeks. It's actually been crazy how long we've been doing this for now.
Yeah, I think this is the 33rd. It'll be the 33rd episode. 33. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. We just want to thank you guys again, because even though, you know, we haven't been consistent, well, we wasn't consistent last week, we've had continuous, you know, listens and, you know, downloads. So it's just really nice still to have that support from you guys. But yes, as Simone said, we'll try and be much more consistent.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Thanks. And we've had a great time doing it as well. Like, every time, that's genuinely been the one thing that I really look forward to every week is recording.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I shouldn't have said it like that, should I?
Like, do you? I don't. Because even though it's like, okay, we've got to put time aside, we've got to edit, we've got to record, all that kind of stuff, it's still really quite therapeutic and enjoyable. And then, like, kind of seeing the responses when we release them is really exciting. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's nice to have something. Like, obviously, this is almost like a hobby, right? So, you know, we're not getting paid for it. So it's just something that's therapeutic and just like nice to for others to listen to similar situations. You know,
it is. It's nice to entertain people and then also to give something to people to relate to. That's like my favorite. Yeah. When the people are like, oh my gosh, I had that situation too, oh my gosh, I'm crying of laughter because that happened to me. It's like, yeah, this is what we want, this is what we know. This is what we like. So yeah. Good. All right, cool. So today's topic, so I don't know where this came from, but Jay and I were talking and we were talking about, like, basically cooking on a date. And, you know, we've all had like a couple of like date nights in recently, and you've either cooked or we've been cooked for, and we thought actually it would be quite good to talk about like what that kind of date means and how to do it as well, because I feel like, okay, I admit I don't really like cooking that much, so when someone comes around, it's usually like a quick thing that I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it, but when I'm excuse me, can you calm down, please?
That's quite bad. I'm not gonna lie, that's quite bad. That is bad.
Okay, no, it's just, it depends on who you are. And I think I've done it maybe a couple of times where I've like maybe done a 3-course meal, etc. But
I don't have any 3-course meal. That depends. Depends how who you are. But yeah, I haven't had a 3-course meal. Okay, thanks.
Well, maybe have you made a 3-course meal for someone?
Yes, I have.
Okay, right. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm saying that I don't.
Like, no, but you said it depends. You said it depends who you are, and I haven't received that 3-course meal.
Oh, from me. No, you came over one time, and I'm sure I gave you dessert.
I had a biscuit.
Shut up. No, this is back in the day. Anyway, okay, I'll work on it. We'll have a dinner party at some point. Anyway, so, but generally, like, I'll just do like a little thing. I think one guy I did a couple of courses for, but anyway. But then when I've been cooked for, I've been cooked for by men who like cooking, so they just go in, and it really makes me, it makes me happy because my food is, my belly is happy. So anyway, so I kind of wanted to talk about how to do a date night in where you're cooking, what it's like to be talk about what it's like to be cooked for and why that is a nice thing, like what it means to be cooked for as well, because I feel like yes, it's nice because you're eating and your belly's happy, but I think it means a little something mixture as well. so you tell me, Jay, about your experiences of cooking. Let's start with cooking for a man on a date. So what date do you do that? Is it like first date? Would you do it for a first date, second date, third, when you're in a relationship? Like what?
Okay, this is really interesting because although we're talking about my perspective in terms of like if I've cooked for somebody, let me just say something. I have never had a guy cook for me on a date. Yes, in a
Oh,
relationship,
please.
but on a date.
You
I
have.
haven't, Samara. You keep saying this, but who? Please tell me, please
The
tell me.
person that you were like in a little entanglement for, he would cook for you regularly. Is that not the
Oh, yeah,
same?
that's all right.
Oh, you always forget about him, and I'm always having to remind you.
Okay, fine. I'll take that back. Okay, fine. Okay, okay. I'm talking about me now. So, I think it's okay to cook for somebody on while you're dating them. Obviously, in a relationship, I think it just comes with it. Like, unless you have somebody in the relationship that loves cooking, I think it just comes with it. You'll cook for each other, or somebody will cook majority for you. But I think in the date, I think it's very special because I think it does it shows the attention to detail, to listening to what they like, what they don't like. It shows the effort you'll put in to make them satisfied and make them feel good. I think it's above and beyond. They keep saying, don't they, food is the way to, a man's heart. But also, in addition to that, food is also something that I think is spiritual. It's like, because it is, because you know what, in church today, I'm gonna get church in here. We're talking about Holy Communion, yeah, and they were saying that all you need, hold on, they were saying, oh, can you hear me? Yeah, they're saying that all you need is like red wine and bread. And just somebody else, and the importance of having doing Holy Communion with like with somebody you love, or someone, just anybody, and sharing that love. And it made me think, actually, like food is actually really quite powerful. And when you eat in your own, it's very different to eating with somebody else. So just sharing that love, that the effort you put into making the food, and then giving it to them, and then eating it together, that's a very there's a connection there. It's a lot. You're putting a lot of effort to get, that satisfaction. So, yeah, that's how I
So
feel
then,
about
if that is the
cooking.
case, then if that is the case,
Yeah.
then does that mean that cooking for someone on the first date is too much, too soon?
First date is too much too soon. I really do think that's too much. Because I think that you need to get to know them, you need to see them in different lights. That's why you go out to dinner, so you don't have the pressure of preparing and getting things ready. And you get somebody else to do it in order for you to have that conversation to get to know them. But if you want to do it on a second, third date because you're like, oh, actually, I'm in a place where I feel like I'm able to do it, then do it. I mean, I just did that recently. I do think it was too soon, to be quite frank.
Really?
But
Really?
yeah, I think it was a little bit too soon.
Okay, tell us more. What did you do?
I did a 3-course meal.
Oh, what did you cook?
Yes. I did my special, Jay's special. So it's the stir fry. People that know me, like, yeah, this is a good one. It's a good one. I do a prawn stir fry. I have like secret ingredients. I use like authentic ingredients. I go out and start picking herbs. I'm joking, I don't really, but I'm just saying it's
Sure.
my authentic and spring roll. I do start with like a spring roll. So I have first starter, I have spring rolls with like a nice dip, chili dip. The person actually thought I made the spring rolls from scratch.
Well, I was about to ask you if you did, but I
Oh,
didn't
come
want to
on, are you
come dine
joking?
with me, like the snobs on come dine with
What?
me. Did you make that from scratch?
Spring rolls from scratch. Are you not taking a piece?
Shame.
I did tell him, you need to thank Sainsbury's for that. Not me. I can't take the credit. I can take the credit of warming it up. So some of them spring rolls, and then after this, a stir fry. So I give a lot. I give a little bit. I put a little bit, and I'm like, oh, if you like it, then they were like, I love it. Put some more on. I'm like, yeah,
Wow,
exactly.
okay. Is that a
So that's
response you
my
get a
little
lot?
trick. Yeah, I get it quite a lot. Put that on, and then I end with a goo pod. Now, those that know what a goo pod is, and it might be cheating because I haven't baked, and I do love baking, but the goo pod is a speciality because I feel like it's a luxury dessert, premium quality, luxury dessert. So, yeah,
very, very important to have a goo pod.
I feel like a goo pod is almost, it's a bit seductive.
It is seductive.
Yeah, I feel like it was tactical. Was it tactical?
It's mine. I can't believe this is all coming out. It's funny how you two were.
Did you exchange spoons and, you know, look into each other's eyes as you slept on the spoon? I don't know. Yes.
Well,
the answer is yes. Did you smother it all over each other's bodies?
Shut up. No, a goop pod, as you know, it's just very, it just tastes so good. It was a melting pot, you know, and if anybody knows goop pods, and then the one that you stick in the microwave and it has like a gooey, liquidy feel. Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Love it.
You didn't answer any of my questions. You went off topic.
We ate it slowly while watching Love Island. So, I don't know, is that good or bad? What does that mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. They say that chocolate is an aphrodisiac as well, anyway, don't they?
It must be. It is. It has to be.
And that's another thing as well. Like, do you choose foods that are, like, deliberately seductive or, like, easy to eat? Because you wouldn't, like, I don't know if you would make, like, chicken wings. Obviously you don't eat chicken, but like, or like big prawns where you're having to like cut into the prawn shell and like do all these things.
Yeah,
and it's all a bit messy. Like, would you do that on a cooking day? Because you probably would choose foods that are not too garlicky, like not too, I don't know, like, I guess you think about those kinds of things, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because that stir fry is just so easy. It's simple, easy. It's quick. I don't have to think about it. I know, obviously, I can cook other things. If I'm really like on it, like the next time that person comes over, if they do, I'll be baking. I really like baking anyway, so I think I will show him my skills. But I think at the first, like, this is, remember, if it's the second date, you want to still get, you're still getting to know them, so you don't want to have too much time in the kitchen slaving, sweating. You know, I loved it because I was getting ready, I was looking, I had my like jumpsuit on, like I call it the indoor jumpsuit, my belt, put like lipstick on, so I looked fresh, like I looked like come down with me fresh, like woo, come down. Oh, hi, it's nothing. I'm like, yeah, it's nothing, yeah, just like, you know, just whip something together. And you know, you've been sleeping with it all day. But yeah, you don't want to distract yourself, like you want to be all there. And with that meal, I know that I'm all there. If all I have to do is heat it up, it's done. No like preparation or anything. It's already done, it's done, it's there. And the goo pod is just, you know, so just, yeah, it finishes it off.
What do I feel like? I can you guys hear the saliva in Jay's mouth right now?
It's not good.
The goo pod, it just finishes it off, you know.
my mouth is actually watering, like I love goo pod. And I love like Prosecco, like we had like Prosecco, he got like flowers and like a bottle of Prosecco.
Flowers, that's lovely.
Yeah, and a bottle of Prosecco. And the Prosecco just went really, really well, like with everything. I was like, oh, this is quite good. He was like, I got a nice Prosecco. And I was like, what Prosecco is this? And he was like, oh, it's the what was it? The martini one, the Asti one. I was like, it's good, but why are you talking like a sherbet?
Shame. And you can bottle Asti.
But like,
I mean, Asti's nice, I guess, but
yeah, it's sweet,
like,
isn't it?
It's not like a drink that you're impressed with.
Oh, I'm thinking about
myself. Okay, so I went to I went on a date.
Hi.
I went to, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I went on a date to this guy's house and he's French. So he was like, I'm cooking. I said, oh, do you want me to bring a drink? And I was like, and he said, yeah, sure. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he's French. Like, he knows wine. Like, what do I do? So I was in Co-op for like 15 minutes in the wine section, like just trying to pick a wine. And I just couldn't decide. Nuts. It was so hard. But yeah, I always think like bringing a drink, because you don't know if they're like going to be a wine snob. So you're not entirely sure like what kind of drink you should bring, whatever. So I always think that's the hard part. I'd much rather be the one bringing the dessert.
Yeah.
You pick really? The wine, I'll bring the dessert. Yeah, yeah.
See, he did ask. He did say, he said, do you want me to bring dessert? Do you want me to bring that? I goes, no. Because remember, I'm impressing him. That's how I said, I'm impressing him. So he shouldn't, like, sometimes it works well, but I think if you're trying to impress somebody, then don't tell them to, don't come with dessert.
With anything, yeah. Just come as you come as you are.
Drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
Hello? Yeah, but what differences does it make though?
To bring drink or not to bring drink?
Yeah.
No, I think you know what?
What difference does it make to bring drink versus to bring the dessert? If you're going to buy the dessert anyway.
Because you're listen, I'm a chef, you know, so I know what complements each flavour.
I see, okay.
So I know what if he comes with it, like what he had a goofod, yeah. If he comes with some like meringue or something like that, I'm like, why are you doing that for? No one likes to bring that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I know what complements my meal, but if so it depends. If we're gonna cook together, you'll be like, I'll grab a dessert, I'll do that. That's different. But I think when it comes to dating and you're the one preparing, I think you should do all of the three course. So do you think you should do, if you don't do, if somebody cooked for you, I know we're moving on quickly, but they didn't do three courses, would that make you feel a certain way?
No, not at all, actually. I think three courses is like a luxury. It's not expected. Like if I come to your house and you say you're going to cook, I'm expecting like just one good meal. If you're going to do like nachos,
yeah.
Can you tell me to eat beforehand? Like just tell me to eat beforehand.
Oh my God.
But the least I'm expecting is a good solid meal, like a rice dish, a pasta dish, a noodles dish, something dish, like something fish or meat on the side. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then either I'll bring dessert or you can have dessert. That's a bonus if you have dessert. If you have the dessert, or if I bring the dessert, that's fine. But if you're going to do the starter as well, that's like a wow. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's what I want to get. The wow.
The wow, yeah. That's true. That is true. You want the wow. I think, so the one time I remember that I've cooked for someone, I think I asked them to bring a bottle, but I also had a bottle as well. And I think I do that a lot. So when I say to you, if they say, should I bring something? I'd be like, yeah, cool, bring dessert, whatever. But I'll have dessert anyway, just in case. So it's just like
you have it anyway.
Yeah, just in case. So I'll just so I'm like doubly prepared. So that like if what you bring like is not nice. No, so we can have options basically. I think I just like to have options. I'll always have like a bottle just in case, or I'll have like a dessert just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's okay to do that, but I don't know. I think you just need to communicate to them like, I'm cooking this, is that the dessert. Is it needs to be this space or something like that.
No, but then you want it to be a surprise what you're cooking, no? Do you actually want it to be a surprise? Did you ask that person?
No, they're just going to eat it. All I said is, have you got any answers?
Did you not ask it? Okay, so the very first point you made was that you consider what they like, you consider what kinds of things they like. So did you ask him what kind of things he liked to eat?
Well, I kind of said, what don't you like? Okay. So I just said, what don't you like? And I was aware that he's eaten that food before. He said that he liked it. So I was like, oh, okay, I can actually cook my specialty. If he said he didn't like it, then I have to go to plan B, which I don't know what it will be, actually, to be fair. Because I cook that dish all the time. But I have to go to plan B, and I don't know what else I would do. Because stir fry is quite easy for dates. But I don't know what the second thing... I think I'll do Mexican night.
Mexican. What do you cook for Mexican?
Oh, burrito or tortilla.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So basically, like, nice, easy... Like
easy
quick fry foods, yeah.
Yes, 100%. Or what was it called? The Spanish one. Was it called the rice? With the prawns. What's it called? So yes, the paella. Yes, paella is quite easy to make, but it shouldn't be too, like I said, not less preparation. You want to look good. You also want to look good. So less preparation in the food, I would say. And then when you get into it, when you can see like what you're doing, what you're up to, whatever, then like you start impressing with more like skills, like, oh, I can make my native dish or whatever.
Like my curry mutton and my rice and peas.
Yeah, okay, girl. yeah.
Nah, don't think I'll ever do that on a date.
What? Why?
I don't. It's because it's a lot of time, isn't it? It's a lot of time, and also as well, like men like to judge you. As like, oh, they don't make it like my mum. Oh, that's nice. Go to your mum then.
So, do you think that if you have, like, if you know the okay, say if the guy, if you know, is Jamaican descent, would you purposely cook that traditional meals for him, or would you try and purposely not cook traditional meals because you don't know if he's going to judge you or whatever?
Yeah, I probably would wait. I would wait, but again, that's probably because of me, like, because like I said, I like to cook, but I'm just not, I'm just not,
you can't cook basically.
Shut up. I like to cook and I can cook very well, but I just don't have the patience. So for me, it's kind of about when I'm putting love into food, that's when I really enjoy cooking, and that's when the food tastes good. But if I don't know you like that, I'm not going to put all that love into the food. So I just probably would just wait a little bit of time.
What if you're vibing? So that's what happened with me and the guy. Yeah. Like, we're vibing like crazy.
Okay. Yeah, if I'm vibing, I probably would. I'd get brave then. I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's go down. Let's do it. But I think the first time would probably be something easy like salmon, stir fry, I don't know, maybe even a spag bowl, but even that is a bit like too much effort. but like, yeah, and then I think once like we're really truly down, then I'll get like the curry seasoning and the rice and peas.
Okay. That'll be good.
But yeah. But I think it is pressure, like when someone is like, oh yeah, I like it like this, and then, oh, yeah, so it's just a lot. It's a lot. So I think for me, I think when you're cooking on a date, I think it needs to come from that place of, I'm doing something nice for you. This is not a competition. This is not for you to come and judge my food. This is for me just doing something nice to you, just take the food that you're getting, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Very, very true. Yeah. But hello. Yeah, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. But I, you know what, after he ate, you know, all the food, I looked at, you remember we were talking about acts of service on how somebody shows their gratitude? So I was looking at him after, I was like, thinking, what are you going to do? You're going to say thank you? You're going to give me a kiss? Are you going to just finish your plate? Are you going to just grunt? Like, what are you going to do to show you're like satisfied? I was looking at him like, what are you going to do? So he grunted, like, All of his plates were cleared. So that was, I think that to him means, if I clear my plate, I'm satisfied. So he literally didn't leave anything. And he goes like, oh, that was nice, thank you. So he kind of done all of the ones that I wanted him to do. And it made me think, yes, okay, he's satisfied. Because if a guy, Simone, you cooked for them, and a guy said, like, didn't finish his plate, but he was like, oh, yeah, that was all right. But at least a third of the plate was left. How would you feel?
A third of the plate. Oh, that's a lot. Okay. If it was like a couple of bites left, or if I gave you a lot of food and then there was like one quarter left, I would just put it down to the fact that you're full. If it was one third, I would be quite insulted. Not insulted, I would be embarrassed. But then I would just make a joke out of it. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me. Like, again, because I'm not precious about food, I'm not precious about cooking. So for me, it would just be like, oh, like, he just didn't like it. Oh, and now I know not to make that at the end, kind of thing, or whatever. But I don't think I would cry about it at all. I think I'd just make a joke, and then you make it up in other ways, don't you?
Yeah. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You know.
Interesting.
Other ways, you know, just pour extra wine. That kind of way.
Okay. So when's the last time you actually cooked for somebody? Sorry. Not somebody. A guy.
I can't remember. I think the last thing I can remember was like a year ago. I just cooked an omelette.
Oh, come on. Are you joking?
And then he ate it and he did have, and he was like, yeah, it was really nice, thank you. And then like another time he was like, I don't like omelettes. And I was like, oh no. But that was literally just because he literally just came by on his lunch break and I was cooking an omelette because I just finished the gym, and I was like, do you want one? And he was like, yeah, okay. That was that kind of vibe. It wasn't like a, I've prepared this omelette for you and you've come all the way to my house. Yeah,
okay. But did you prepare it with love? What did you put in this omelette? So because omelette, you can put whatever you can.
Everything that I put in there, because I put 2 eggs, first of all, made it with 2 eggs.
You should have done 3. He's a man, but carry on.
Whatever. 2 eggs, onions. I put a little bit of paprika in my omelette. I usually put jalapenos, but I don't think I had any jalapenos that day. Cheese, obviously. And I don't know, I think I might have had like chicken, or I think I had chicken and mushrooms, like sliced chicken and mushrooms. And it was prepared with love because I love making omelettes. That's my like my jam.
First of all, I'm not sure about that omelette because number one, why didn't you put any garlic in there? That's like
I don't like, I don't like garlic in omelettes. I only really? Do that when I'm sick because garlic is like it's a healer, isn't it?
You know, I put garlic in absolutely every. If I could put our garlic chunks and everything, I would do it. Like I always do.
I put garlic in everything. I love garlic, but just not in omelettes.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, okay. All right. Well, did you give him toast, or just was it just like an egg and that's it?
He didn't want toast. He didn't want toast. Actually, I did ask him actually because I had toast and he didn't want toast. So. It was a very clean keto meal, actually. Thank you very much.
Okay, fair enough. I'll let you off. Fine.
Okay,
fine,
so fine. Yeah, that was, but it still felt nice. I think that's when I was like, oh, it's nice to cook for someone. I know it's only small, but I think it is nice to prepare food for someone. It's just a nice act of service that is satisfying for all parties involved. I like it. I do like it. I genuinely do. And I think also, the other thing that made me realise how nice it is when I went to a guy's house, this was a second date.
Yeah.
I mentioned this guy before. He's very like, here's food. You are what, very like caveman style.
Yeah.
Here's like that kind of vibe. Here is food. He was like, yeah. He told me like, oh, we're going to meet up the second date. We'll have some dinner. I was like, great. Came to his house and he was like, right, come inside. I was like, oh, I thought we were going out to eat. He was like, no, I've cooked. So he didn't tell me he was cooking. And I was a little bit like, oh, it's a bit sneaky because obviously second date, I'm going to your house. It's a bit, But actually, I was hungry. So I was like, cool. And then he was like, yeah, I made curry chicken. I was like, curry chicken? Like, okay, sir. Mr. Caribbean, this is fantastic. And Jay, the food was so good. Like, in a meat-eating Caribbean household, curry chicken is just a standard, like, Tuesday. Like, it's just a very regular thing that you just have. It's not, like, a big deal. But it was, like, so tasty and filling and and warm. And it just felt like home. Like, it was just, it tasted that's like crazy. Home. It just was so good. And he used, like, the fresh thyme. He used the fresh ingredients. Okay. It was, like, tasty. He was, like, a bodybuilder. So it was, like, very, like, clean pieces of, like, chicken breast. But the flavour was still there. Because if everyone knows if you make, like, curry or stew chicken with chicken breast, not the same as when you use like the wing or whatever, because the flavor from the bone isn't there. But anyway, he used the clean chicken breast and it was just delicious. It was fantastic food, and the rice was just wet enough, because I like wet rice, but it was just wet enough. Like, it was just so tasty. And that's when I was like, yeah, I know how people fall in love with food now, people cooking for them, because the food was fantastic. I just wanted him more. Like, I was like,
really? You wanted him more?
I was so turned on because the food was great. Like, honestly, like, literally, now I really understood the whole phrase of the way to someone's heart is through food, because that day he won me over 100%.
Oh my god, so 100%. That's what happened to me.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think it was the act of service, and it was yeah. I think it's just the tastiness, and it was just all around, it was just an aphrodisiac. It was just very nice. It was just very delicious. Then he tried it again, like the next day. He was like, yeah, I've made soup. I was like, no. I don't want soup on a Wednesday after on a Wednesday evening. Like, no.
I would love that.
Yeah, no, no. Maybe the fifth date we can have soup, not the third date.
That's funny.
It's funny.
So while you had this dinner, this lovely dinner, so did you interact at all? Not just conversation. So, and I have a friend that's really organised when it comes to like dates and stuff, and she has like a cards like that say something like a couple cards or something like ask me a question, you know, what's the most bizarre thing you've seen in your life or whatever, so that you have these like tools, I guess, or to aid you, to help you, right? have you introduced this before, or like in any dates, or do you think it's just natural flow? What do you think of those kind of like props, I guess?
I don't know. A part of me thinks that kind of thing is fun, but another part of me thinks it's really cringe.
Oh gosh.
Don't you? I think it's really, it depends on the person. Okay, so I'm thinking about this guy, so this particular guy who made the curry chicken. If I did that with him, I think it would have just gone down like a house burning. Like, it just, I don't think it would have been great, because it's just, I think it was just, it's too cringy. It's too not natural. And a lot of men are very funny about that kind of thing as well. Fun. They're very funny about organized fun. They're like, nah. So, but then I think about the last guy that I was dating, and he was very just a fun. He was just up for everything. And I think with him, it would have worked. So I feel like it depends on the guy, but I'm definitely, I don't think you need it. I just think good conversation. Obviously, like, okay, so when you do cook for someone, or if you've been cooked for, do you sit at the table, or do you just like eat on the sofa?
Okay, so going back to my entanglement, whatever you want to call it, we just sat on the sofa bed thing and we just ate. So it was very much like food, eat it now, quickly, done kind of thing. Uh-huh. But even though the food was good, it was good. So that was cool. But I think that if I was doing it properly, I think I would like to sit at the table. So what I did on my day, I proper prepared the table. I put knife and fork. I put a secondary knife and fork. I kind of like made it up because I don't have proper knife and forks. And I had the mat out. I had like the glasses on the table. He was overwhelmed because when he walked in, he was like, okay. He's like, am I uncomfortable? Don't with me. He was like, no, but I love it. He was like, I love the effort. He got really like funny. He was like, I love it so much. But I think he was overwhelmed. He wasn't expecting it, because I had a little bit of music playing, WizKid. I tried to set the scene a little bit. I lit a candle, one of those body candles with the like female body silhouette thing. I really tried my, I thought, this is my time. Like, I warmed up before my cousins, and I'm like trying to do a dinner party, and then now I was like, this is the real deal, come on. I was like, I gotta hype myself up. But I think we had cards, so he brought some cards. And that's not the first time it's happened. Like, when I've done stuff like went out, but say if we're in a situation where we're eating, sometimes like we get cards out up or something like that. So I think some people like to have that interaction, that playfulness after, not during the food, because that's describing, but after, to have something else to interact with. So I don't mind props, but I think the cue cards thing, I don't know, I'm half and half about it. I think you do that in a relationship. I don't know if you do that on a date. Like, I know why you would do it on a date, but I think it's a bit cringe. I think in a relationship, like beginning at the relationship, is quite cool.
Yeah, I guess so. But then I guess you're trying to get to know someone, aren't you? Like, I think, do you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, I've kind of changed my mind a little bit. Half and half. So the couple card thing, I think, is a little bit too early. It's a bit too cringe. Mm-hmm. But if you had like one of those like drinking card games, That would be really fun on a date. That'd be so fun. Like Bottoms Up, or like one of the other ones that are like just coming out. All the scenario ones. That'd be so fun on a date.
Mm. Yeah. They're good. They're really good, actually.
Did you play cards, Wade?
After, yeah, we played cards.
Okay, was it fun?
Yeah, but I love cards, so yeah, of course it's fun for me because I like I like the competitiveness and I like to try and beat them. You know, everybody's got all this mouth, and I'm like, well, I'm really good at it. So, and I always teach them Irish snap. Not a lot of people know Irish snap. So that's from sixth form, yeah. And I was like, this is like, it's just so simple, and they get they're like, what is this game? They get so confused, and I'm like, it's just this that, and I'm like, oh, okay, and they get really into it, and then it's just a funny game, to be honest. So. Yeah, it's a good game.
Love that. I do love that. That's fun. That's really, really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. And another question. Do you like, do you keep the drinks flowing? Do you keep the drinks like flowing throughout the night? Or do you pace yourself? Or do you think, or just not, or have,
no,
like,
do I don't, you offer? I don't think a, I don't think a date night in is complete unless you're all smashed by the end of it. You're both smashed.
Like,
not even, not so, not smashed, but like very nice. Because you're in a safe environment. You're inside. You can have as many drinks as you like. You should be able to get a bit waved.
Yeah,
unless,
true,
if you're
true,
not,
true.
Unless you're driving. But like, I love that. I just like, yeah, I like that way more than getting drunk on a date when you're out. I think like when you're inside and you're just like vibing, you're just pouring glass after glass after glass. Oh my God, I love drinking inside with people. I just love it. I love it. No, for sure. Drinks flowing always.
So have you ever been in a situation where a guy cooked for you, but it tasted absolutely disgusting, or not disgusting, that's a bit harsh, but you just thought, this is not it. This is just not it.
Okay, let me think. Let me go through all of my partners. No.
You've had a lot of people cook for you.
I have. You know what? So when I was at uni, I was dating this guy who was 8 years older than me, and he was surprised that I'd never tried sushi. He was like, oh, I know sushi. I was like, nah, like never really tried it before. Like, I'm not really, I don't like the idea of it, because at the time I was very immature. Actually, to be fair, if you don't like sushi, that's fine. But at the time, I had never tried it. I never wanted to. I was just a little bit like, you know, insular. And then he was like, yeah, you got to try sushi. I was like, okay, cool, great. So he invited me round to his flat that he shared with six people, because he was also studying. He was a mature student. He invited me round to this flat. And then he just basically bought sushi from Sainsbury's and then laid it out on the table.
Oh.
So this is fine, because the whole idea of it was to get me to try sushi. It wasn't for him to make me sushi. But
right.
I was definitely hungry at the end of the day. Like, I was very hungry.
No.
I was actually very.
What did he get?
Very,
the same
sweet
small packet.
He just got loads of those, and just laid it all out on the table, and then we just ate that. And I appreciate that, because actually I really like sushi, to be honest. Probably not from that experience, but I do like sushi.
I was just about to say. Mm. If somebody said, oh, I haven't tried sushi, you take them to the best sushi place in town. I know
we were students.
I don't care.
Yes.
I remember this guy was Japanese. I went to university with a Japanese person. I was like, I've never tried sushi. I said, I've never tried sushi. He took me to he was my friend. I haven't spoken to him in ages, but he took me to the best Japanese place that sells sushi in town. And he were both students. So I'm sorry. If he's trying to woo you, he should have took you to the actual place to get authentic.
Yeah. I think with men, it's a toss-up between trying to woo them and trying to get them back to your house. But yeah, so that was probably my least impressive experience of a man, quote-unquote, cooking for me. Another time, I was in Holland and I went on a date with someone, and we actually went out to a sushi place, to be honest. It's actually, and that was really amazing sushi, so nice. He lived quite a bit away from me, so I stayed over, and then the next day he was like, do you want breakfast? I was like, yeah. And he lived like a bachelor pad. Like, he had no food in his house at all. He had absolutely nothing. So he went out to the shop, and then he bought food, but it wasn't food. It was like croissants. They were warm.
Like mix warm, and match, I call it. Mix and match.
Yeah, like pastries. And I guess in Europe, that's probably quite normal. But I think I really...
Oh, continental.
Yeah, but just croissants. Like pastries. Just pastries.
Oh, pastries. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in Europe, that's probably quite normal. But then I did also just want a little bit of the... Oh, you know, here's a bit of... thing, and I'll just cook up a little. I don't actually know what they have for breakfast in Holland. I can't remember now. But anyway, again, least impressive. I think for me, it's not having disgusting food, and maybe because I'm not really a foodie as well. So for me, like if I can eat it, I'll eat it. But I think it's just the effort for me is really important. The effort.
Yeah, effort. Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because I've also said to this person that I'm dating, I was like, Sim, when you cook for me, I want a proper meal. Like, I don't want any like pasta. With a little bit of like prawn stuck in there, I would like, or salmon. I would like an actual, like, you know, you actually think about what you're cooking. I would like a prawn curry, please, from scratch. That's what I would like.
That's so funny. And has he made any plans to cook for you? Is that on the cards?
We spoke about it, yeah. So the next time I see them, I don't think that's happening. I think we're going to do bowling because we're quite competitive, so I think we're going to do bowling. But he has spoken about it, so I anticipate it soon, which is good.
That's really sweet. I can't believe you told him exactly what you want him to cook.
It'd be nice if you could do that. And then he was like, excuse me, he's like, I'll cook you something. So I don't know if he's going to do that. But I'm hoping. He's like, excuse me, I'll cook something. I'll surprise you, I don't want you to know. And I was just like, well, I'm telling you, I would like prawn curry if you can, because I'm sorry, but if he is part Asian and if Indian, and if he, I said to him, in your household, what do you traditionally cook? I didn't just make an assumption here, guys. And he said curry. So I said, okay. You know, funny enough, I absolutely love curry, so you can cook me a prawn curry.
So then if he said to you, like, okay, in your household, what do you traditionally cook? And then you said rice and peas and fried fish, fried snapper and Johnny cakes, etc. And he said, okay, I want that. Would you do that for him?
I'm like this. Hold on 2 seconds. Mummy.
Exactly.
Can you come over? Can I borrow you for the office?
That's a bit of a high expectation, mate.
I'm like, that's the extra though. Come on. That is a lot, Simone. Come on.
Yeah, but that could be the equivalent of you saying, I want prawn curry.
You know, no, it's not. Because I'll say, you know, oh, you want my traditional? I'll just get you, put your patty in the oven, mate. I'll go see if Mrs. Henry's available.
Shame. Wait, do you have patties in St. Vincent and St. Kitts and Nicola? Is that actually a thing there?
I don't think it's a thing, to be honest. I don't think it is a thing.
I just
thing.
Thought about it, actually. Like, I don't know if patties are just Jamaican or if they're like... They're probably in other Caribbean countries as well. I think they've got like a patty equivalent in Haiti.
Okay. I think we have like more like cakes, like crab cake, like stuff, like dumpling stuff with stuff in it. That's what we have more in St. Same as what I can remember. Or I can make like dough balls from people. I can make like Johnny cakes and put a little dip in the middle. Not I'm messing about like Johnny cake and then put something in the middle.
Oh my gosh, Johnny cakes like, fried dumplings with Akin sausage in the middle are sick. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
That's quite easy to make as well. So maybe I could do that.
Yeah, but when do you do it? When do you put it in? Do you put it in like at the end when it's fried, or do you put it in when it's frying?
Must
be at the end, innit? And then you just seal it up.
I would put it in at the end. Okay, I hate this conversation because I don't know if people from Caribbean listening. Because I don't want to be criticised. So I would do that. That's what I would do. But I'll just get... You know what I'll do? I'll get my mum to make her famous saltfish fritters. That'd be amazing. He will definitely fall in love with me. If I could get my mum to make those and say I did it,
that's cheating.
Oh well. Yeah. Oh, I can make cod curry, to be honest. Don't want to be shot in the head. I'm more shot by this. But I don't know, because my mum makes it. And I don't know if it's traditional, but I know how to make it, you know? And that's something that I cooked for, something that I cooked for my boyfriend at university. He absolutely loved it. And my dad always goes on about it, because I've only made it I make it quite often, but I only made it for my dad once or twice. And every time I see him, but he's always like, when am I gonna get that cod curry? And I'm like, okay. But so it might be a thing that actually it tastes good, like it's a thing for me. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. No.
It's I might make it for you guys. Yeah. Salt fish fritters. Yeah. Need to start practicing now. So.
Yes. I love salt fish fritters. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say when I think the idea of like settling down and having a family and having a husband and stuff really it inspires me to want to make sure that I've got all of these dishes that my parents and my grandparents have made down.
Yeah.
Like it really, and again, I think it is, I think food is linked to love. It really is, to be honest. Now, I was laughing when you said that, but now I agree. I think it is, I think it is really linked to love, because when I really think about making food for my family, it makes my heart swell, and it really inspires me to want to like make sure that I've got all these nice like Caribbean dishes, Jamaican dishes down so I can make everything for them.
Yeah, my mom makes really sick soup. Like her soups are amazing. Like, I don't even know. I just when I get my mom's soup, I get so excited. I'm like, mommy, please freeze it. I'm coming to get some. And the other day, I record my mom doesn't teach. So it's really funny, guys. My mom's a food technology teacher, has been for the last 30 years, and then before that she was a chef in a couple schools, and she doesn't teach us. She never says, oh, this is, I'm going to teach you how to make this. We've never ever had a lesson, and we had this as an ongoing joke, and my brother always says, mommy never taught us to cook, we just knew. And I think it's something that you said, Simone, that sometimes you cook to the taste to the taste of what you know. So I think that's what we've done without knowing. So anyways, the other day I was like, mommy, you're literally gonna teach me how to do the soup, to cook this soup dish. And she was like, no, you don't need to. I was like, look, you're gonna do it. And I recorded my mum, and every time I recorded her doing it, because I thought, I'll forget. and it just made me laugh, like in the years to come, when maybe I need that. And it was just, even looking back, I can see exactly what my mom did. And I think it's just, again, going back to the love thing. Like, I loved it that day, like saying, oh, yeah, we made soup together. Like, it is a loving thing. And now that I'm having this conversation, I need to definitely get my mom on a Sunday to say, like, come on, let's make some Johnny cake. You know, I need to be able to share that to my children if I'm great, you know, lucky to have some. So, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. I love that. No, I do love that. I think it's really, really special and like really important. But yeah, so if you're getting cooked for, men and women, just know that it's not just for nothing, you know. It's a little bit of, I wouldn't say love, but it's a little bit of care into that, I think, anyway. But some people just cook just because they want to eat. So then it's a bit, but I think, I don't know. Oh, I have to say, actually, so one guy, he cooked for me. This is my last point, by the way. So he cooked for me. And basically he said, oh, come round. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, are you cooking? He was like, yeah, I am. I was like, oh, nice. Okay, great. That's how the conversation went in my head. Okay. So then he cooked whatever. It was really nice. Had a good time. Months later, we're talking and he says, we're not like speaking like that anymore, but he says something like, oh yeah, when you asked me if I'm cooking, I didn't like that. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, because to me it was like, you're coming round, like, are you cooking then? Kind of thing. He thought I was giving it to him like attitude. And I was like, no, like I was just asking, like, oh, what's like, are you cooking? Like I think I even put like a smiley face or like something, just like,
yeah, banter.
Not banter, but it was like a, yeah, kind of like banter. And then he was like, no, I mean, I was cooking for you, but then when you asked, when you were expecting it, then I didn't like it. Oh. And I was like, no, you're moving a bit mad. So that's my little tip, guys. If someone invites you around, be careful how you ask them if they're cooking. some people could take it a bit personally.
It's not deep. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, no, are you?
Yeah, exactly. You banter back or you say like, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Like if it was really that big of a deal, I was just, whatever.
It's crazy. Anyway. God's got issues, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, just weird as a humour. But yeah, anyway, that's my little tip of the day, guys. All right, cool. So we've pretty much done, I think. Anything else to say, Jay?
Yeah, I think just the last thing is that, like, you know, cooking is love. Love is food. And if you can't cook, learn. Ask the people around you. Get your cooking on. Like, I'm not saying it's essential for women, but everybody. I'm talking about men, women, you know, everybody, just start cooking, because it's also therapeutic. And if you don't want to cook, bake.
Yeah, but actually that's a good point. What if you don't like cooking, or if what if you can't cook, or you don't want to cook, and somebody expects that from you? Is do you have a right to be like, no? Right
I think if you don't like cooking, you're okay to say that. It's all right to say that, and cooking on date shouldn't be expected. It shouldn't, because it might not be somebody's thing. However, I think it's all about effort, right? If you know that person enjoys food, it'd be nice to, you know, put the effort in. If you can afford a chef, to hire a chef for the evening, try and do that. Or if you have to, like, buy a takeaway, understand what they like and just surprise them with a takeaway. Just say, look, I'm rubbish at cooking. Or you could even say, teach me how to cook. I think there's ways to do it. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, I'm not cooking, that means we just don't eat food any time. Like, it shouldn't even be like that. You have to come up with solutions.
I mean I guess show the effort, but then I also don't feel like you have to on a date. Like, maybe when you're in a relationship or getting to that relationship point, then show a bit of effort to show that, you know, you're happy to try to put food on the table in some way, shape or form. But then I think earlier on, I don't think you need to. But I think that's probably because we're women saying that, and if a man said to us, I don't really like cooking, we probably wouldn't care as much. But maybe if a man here is like, oh, I don't like cooking, you as a woman probably feel like you're being judged more for saying that.
I think that's an interesting question to ask a man, you know, just to say, how do you feel if somebody said, I don't like to cook, or I'm not cooking, or, you know, what does that mean? Like, it'd be interesting to ask. You know what, it'll be good for Instagram Live, but you know those your friend DJ Kells, you know, to ask that question if he still does lives, to say, like, you know, what is cooking a big thing? If a woman said, I don't like to cook and I don't want to cook, what is the repercussions?
Yeah, that would be a good discussion to have, I think. But I also feel like I would know the answer.
What is the answer?
Just to make the effort to try to learn. I think a lot of men expect women just to be able to learn how to cook, or to try. And it also, don't feel like you've got to go ham. Like, if you can make one dish, make the one dish if you want to.
And that's,
if
not
you
nachos,
feel like
though,
the only thing you know how to make. Yeah, not nachos, sorry. Don't know, unless you put a couple of prawns on the nachos, like a bit of mince,
maybe. Yeah, you could put like beef, like the traditional thing is like beef mince in it, and all these veg and stuff. Yeah. And if you made the guacamole from scratch, okay, fine, you're onto something. But just don't, if you had to pick one of them, don't pick the starter, mate. Just go with the main.
Yeah, don't make a starter as a main.
Yeah, yes, and please. Only do dessert if you're expecting something out of that. So, yeah.
Shame.
Oh, come on. If somebody said come over, and then they had like goo pods and, like, I don't know, candle lit and wine flowing, you're going to think, what the hell is going on?
So what will you do? Well, that was you then. No, so what were you planning then?
Don't even. It was a 3-course meal. And goo pods.
But you had the goo pods, the candles and the wine.
Yeah, but listen,
so...
If you went to a guy's house, he goes, I'm cooking, and you just see all you see is goo pod. That's how you know. That's something else. But
popcorn.
Do you think popcorn was one of them?
No, do you remember that guy that said to you that? Nah, do you remember that guy where you said, are you cooking? And he said, yeah, I've got popcorn.
I can't remember. Who's that?
The guy from Hinge.
Oh God! Sorry.
I think he was like one of the God, last grown yes. man that you dated.
Hello. So, I said that a bit too loud. Sorry, I remembered him. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, okay. That was terrible. Hang on.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap up. All right, cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. We've had lots of fun talking about this very small but very important topic, I feel. Every topic is important to me, but yeah. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, make sure that you follow us on Spotify and follow us on Apple or whatever your streaming platform is. Follow us on Instagram at the Dating Game Podcast, on Twitter at the Dating Game Pod, and make sure you use the hashtag the Dating Game Podcast to get involved in the conversation and DM us and speak to us and share us on your stories and all that good stuff. Spread the word. We love you lots and we'll see you next time.